Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today here on KHRT. I'm Robert Tim, or Bob Tim, and my guest today is Wayne Tuttle. Wayne, say good afternoon.
Good afternoon. A little cold.
It is today. Of course, by the time this airs, it might have warmed up a little bit. Wayne, I wanted to visit with you about two different subjects. First of all, you're a well-known realtor in town, working with commercial, industrial, land, and business, and you're also a big game hunter.
Yes.
And I thought both those would be really interesting.
Well, they're both my passion, that's for sure.
Well, let's start with the real estate. You started a new venture about a year ago. Tell us about that first.
Yeah, that's Preferred Partners Real Estate. We started about a year ago. Our broker is Mike Pelwensel. We have 10 agents in the company now, and 2020 is going to look really good for us. We've only been in business for a year. It's going to get better in 2020. We have a lot of exciting things that's going to happen in 2020. I can't divulge that yet, but we do have a lot of things we're working on. So,
well, that's cool. Now, I know people have seen your signs out there because I see them out there.
Yes.
They may not have seen your office, though. You're out by the new Trinity building. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, we are. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're on the second floor, and you'll see the two new buildings out there on the north side of the road there, and we're on the east building.
So just west of Walmart and the Y and all that stuff out there. Like I say, by the new Trinity, it's been fun to watch that go up.
Yeah,
and
it is fun to watch that. Yeah. It's huge, and I've seen the plans on it. It's just, it'd be really a nice complex. So.
Yeah, and hopefully with their new contractor, I forget the title, it'll get done.
Yeah, it's looking good right now. So
it is.
I don't know if
it's
going to take, but I'm hearing about 3 years.
Well, you know, I was wondering if they shouldn't hire that Chinese builder that built those two giant hospitals in 10 days each.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That'd be pretty fast.
Yeah. Now, the area of expertise for you is the commercial. Now, that's not the area of expertise per se for Preferred Partners. Your Preferred Partners covers everything, including residential. But on the commercial side of things, what's it look like right now?
Commercial has been slow. 2019 is really slow. But it's going to pick up this year because we are working on some projects. It isn't going to be like the flood year or the oil year in 2011, but some of the things that I've worked on over the years that makes me a good commercial real estate agent is the Highlanders estates up there by the new hospital. I started that, and it was an $80 million project.
Wow.
And it really turned out good for Minot anyway. And then North Hill, it was involved in the sales to Baker Hughes and First International Bank, St. Alexia's, the Hyatt. I was the agent that worked on Walmart for North Hill. We got voted down by the city council. I worked on that for a year and a half, and that would have been huge for Minot.
It would have.
Yeah, really. It would have been a $30 million complex. So you can figure out the taxes on that Minot would have received over the years.
I think that has a lot of people scratching their heads yet.
Yeah, I hear people talking all the time, and they know that I was involved in that. So,
you said it's not like the flood and oil boom days, but those days are why it's slow now, because things got overbuilt.
Yes, I agree. We have plenty of hotels, motels, and so.
And apartment buildings.
And apartment buildings, yep.
Wayne, yesterday I had a nice visit with Bill and Carol of Coach Plus Four.
Okay.
And when they moved from over by Goodwill out to where they did, at first I kind of felt bad that they had to move and that they were getting outed from where they'd been for years. But then Bill told me, well, he owns the land and he built that building, so that I didn't feel so bad anymore. It took a little bit of time to fill that up, but it's full and doing well. So there are commercial industries, commercial businesses moving into town.
Yes, there are. I think 2020 is going to be good that way. I have spoken to a Costco developer, and of course my connections in the Walmart world, and those two are not coming to mind anytime soon. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah, darn.
But, you know, Costco went to Bismarck, or is going to Bismarck. And the way I understand it, they're going to try to survive like Sam's does, you know, over the phone or on the internet, ordering for delivery to Minot. So that's not going to happen to Minot anytime soon anyway. I believe that over by the hospital, a new hospital, that's going to all develop in the next few years. Huge.
I think so, too. When do they project that that hospital will actually be open? Because there's going to be a lot of stuff kind of in between. You know, one thing I thought about is road and storm sewer development and so forth. I can see it being a bit of a mess for a part of a time, but once everything is done, that's going to be a hugely desirable area.
Yes, and that's where we're located, our office is. So there's a lot of people that have talked to me about building the suit out there around the hospital. Can't speak for the hospital, but the people I'm talking to, they're figuring about 3 years.
Okay.
And they'll be built up by 3 years as well.
That sounds good. Now, Wayne, I know you're not into the residential as much as your bride, Lucy, but what can you tell us about residential? It seems to me that pricing after the boom kind of remained steady. It may have dropped a little bit, but so many people were vested at that price, they couldn't take a huge loss, so prices stayed fairly steady. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. New construction has been really good. My wife handles a lot of that. The prices of the new construction have come down to be affordable. So, and North Hills building up big time up there. She works with a contractor that's a very good builder and keeps the prices down for the average person. So,
are we talking about that development that's on the other side of the bypass, on
yes.
the west side of it?
That development, and then there's one up by the new high school. The junior
oh,
high
yes.
school.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, both areas are building up pretty good.
Well, good. I know that one builder was a bit of a disaster up there by the middle school.
Yeah, there were a lot of builders that came in from out of state that were a disaster.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
Yeah, there's a few of those buildings are sitting there yet. Wayne, before we run out of time here, I mean, we've got a lot of time yet, but I really wanted to talk to you about your outdoorsmanship. I know that you're an avid golfer, but let's skip ahead to hunting. You do some big game hunting. Not a lot of people do. So tell us a little about your big game hunting, where you've been, and what you bagged.
Okay. Well, South Africa, we bagged 14 animals, anywhere from a kudu to an impala, and some birds, too. So that was kind of fun, bird hunting there.
What's an kudu?
A kudu, they're all a member of an antelope family.
Okay.
And these are the ones that have the spiral antlers that
oh,
are
yes.
real tall. Yeah. And I've hunted Scotland for red stag, England for Chinese water deer, mont jack, stag, and fallow deer. British Columbia for mountain lion and lynx and bobcat. And Alaska, caribou mostly, and I have done some fishing up there. Ontario, wolf hunting. Saskatchewan, deer hunting. Alberta was moose hunting. And then, of course, a lot of states I hunt too, Oregon, Colorado, Montana, South Dakota, and mostly all for big game.
I've never been to Scotland, but when I see the pictures, it looks like quite the terrain to navigate.
Well, it's gorgeous country, and I hunted on the island of Islay, and it's just beautiful there. It's just like the books.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm thinking of National Geographic, you know,
yeah, yeah.
They do such wonderful pictures.
A lot of trees, a lot of rocks, a lot of cliffs. It is really nice country.
Did you find that to be about the biggest challenge to walk?
No, it wasn't too bad on the island of Islay. It's rolling hills, but it's no mountains, not like Alaska and British Columbia. I had to climb a mountain for the mountain lion that I got, and I got within about 30 feet of him.
Did you see him first?
Yeah.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
It was a rough climb, but it was really a rewarding hunt. And the cat weighed about 150 pounds. And then the lynx I got was a really big lynx. Took four and a half days to get him. We wore out nine dogs.
Now, with that mountain lion, you said that was some pretty good terrain to navigate or whatever. How do you get the 100-and-some-pound animal out of that?
Well, we hunt with dogs, and we're on snowmobiles. I had a guide out of Dickinson, and when the dogs bay, then it gets excited because he has them treed. And I got the mountain lion the first afternoon I was there.
Wow.
It was just that fast. 4.5 days later, I got my lynx, and never did get the bobcat, but I'm going to try and kill their mountains maybe next week. So that was exciting. Alaska hunt, we were 7 days on the southern peninsula. Luckily, we got our caribou the first day and a half, because the next 4 days we were stuck in a tent with 70-mile-an-hour winds and torrential rains.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like my typical camping weekend.
Yeah, and these were pup tents, by the way. You couldn't stand up in them. You had to crawl to get into them.
Wow. So. Now, do you have your own armory, or do you,
well,
you have one or two rifles you use for these endeavors?
Yeah, I have my favorites. I have about 50 guns. I haven't taken inventory lately, but I have my favorites that I use. And I built a man cave for all my animal mounts. So I have over 100 mounts in there. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you mount them yourself?
No, I hired Don. Nevada Miller out of Mandan.
Okay.
I think he's probably about the best taxidermist in North Dakota anyway. And I've used Frenchie, and my England stuff was mounted over there, the fallow and the Chinese water deer.
Yeah, I know there used to be some taxidermists in town that I would see because they were high enough profile. There was one next to, I think it was Sportsman Loft or whatever, but I believe they moved out of there.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
Well, Wayne, we're running out of time. Anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to cover?
Well, Preferred Partners, back to them, we have 10 agents in there now, and we're always looking for more. So we're going to get big. We're going to build big.
Real estate's a good career. It was very good to me. I just got a little burnt out at the end and couldn't wait to retire.
Yeah, it's been good to me. I've had some great years and slow years. I got into it in 2003. An old friend of mine, he's passed away now, talked me into it. And it was Jim Jensen. He owned Signal Realtors for years. He got me into real estate, and I loved it ever since.
Well, I won't mention any names here, but a successful realtor in town at one time asked me, he says, "Bob, why don't you sell real estate?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "I don't know, why not?"
Yeah.
And that was how my career started. So.
Yeah, basically the same for me.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Wayne, thank you so much for being here today.
It was fun. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet.